AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
The world needs Indiana. The world needs the corn, the soybeans, the poultry, the pork, the popcorn that we grow and we produce. And Indiana Ag is advancing really at an unprecedented rate.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to a special edition of Ag Bioscience, this time from Mexico City, Mexico, where we're joining Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb on a multi-nation economic development trip to explore and create opportunities to accelerate ag bioscience, innovation, and trade. Leaders from across the ag bioscience economy are joining the governor on the trip, including Courtney Kingery, CEO of Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Indiana Corn Growers Association, and she joins us now. Courtney, welcome to Ag Bioscience in Mexico.
Thank you, Mitch, and greetings to everyone listening from Mexico City.
It is a good day to be in Mexico City, and Courtney, this is the first time the governor's leading an economic development trip to Brazil and Mexico focused entirely on agriculture.
Absolutely. It has been a privilege to spend time with the governor, really going deeply into agriculture, ag biosciences, and the takeaway as I think about this is that the world is really depending on us to feed and fuel the world. The world is depending on Indiana agriculture and our bio ecosystem, our agricultural ecosystem, and our partners up and down that to feed and fuel a world. And those messages were really driven home this week.
Courtney, we have spent time together in Brazil, now in Mexico, and it's been fascinating to hear both from government leaders as well as startups, as well as big companies, on this role of the ag bioscience economy, but I want to bring it home to Indiana. You represent thousands of farmers across the state, and farm production agriculture being at the cornerstone of the ag bioscience economy. How important is it that these relationships, these investments of time, how important are they to building Indiana's ag bioscience economy?
Mitch, this investment of time, of energy, of resources is critically important. Mexico is one of the top trading partners with the United States. When you look at corn, soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, when you look at livestock products, Mexico is incredibly important. From a Brazil perspective, that one's a little bit more touchy, to be quite honest. Brazil is a global competitor to the U.S. on corn and soybeans, but they're also a significant powerhouse in the agricultural market. About 20-25% of the Brazilian GDP comes from agriculture. Companies that are headquartered in Indiana have significant footprints in Brazil. We heard from Corteva, we heard from Elanco, we heard from Eli Lilly, who all have significant operations in Brazil. So when you think of it from the Indiana agriculture perspective, Brazil's an important customer partner to those companies that are headquartered in Indiana, even though it's a global competitor to the corn and soybean farmers, the poultry farmers, the pork farmers in the U.S. So it's complicated.
It depends is always the answer, right? It depends. And what's the future look like? I think there's a lot of things to be sorted through here, but there's also a lot of things to sort through on the positive side of the ledger. We've looked at a number of companies. We've talked with a number of startups, go back to Brazil, had a couple dozen startups that we met with. When you think back to that time, some of those early innovators, you had a clear message for them during those conversations. Maybe share that key message. And more importantly, what are some of the trends, what are the sort of themes that emerge from those conversations?
When we were talking with the ag startups or the early technologies, my message to them was to clearly understand the U.S. ag bioscience economy, U.S. agriculture, Midwest agriculture. When you look at Brazilian agriculture, it is a tropical climate. They are able to get multiple crops a year. Their financing system is different than what we have in the U.S. So if those startups want to be successful, they need to understand what are the issues or challenges U.S. farmers are facing, how to convert their technology from a tropical technology for tropical climates to the temperate climate. and to really think about what is that value proposition that they can bring to U.S. farmers. We met with ag tech companies who have made that leap, who have been able to articulate the value that they bring to a U.S. market. They're being successful and they're now looking at what's next for them. They've made that leap to the U.S. and they're saying, what's the next horizon? What's that next hurdle I'm going to get over?
We just met with one of those today, Adaraya, a Mexican headquartered shrimp company, a autonomous modular shrimp company we welcomed here to Indiana, gosh, almost 24 months ago now. Adaraya gave us a chance to see their R&D facilities today. And I think it's a perfect example of where these countries, producers in these countries, innovators in these countries have a unique opportunity in Indiana, where it's how do we find a unique way to bring our solution to the U.S. market? Indiana has become a home for those.
Absolutely. And when you think about it also about cooperation here in Mexico, we met with the Commerce Secretary here from Mexico, and she spoke about those shared values and those shared opportunities between Indiana and Mexico. Now, there are also some challenges we have right now. She spoke about the elephant in the room when it comes to GMO crops and acceptance of GMO crops in different markets. So she addressed that. She talked about that. She talked about her reasoning of it. So there's definitely opportunities, but there's also some areas that we need to continue to work in both of those markets.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Courtney, it has been a busy week. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of miles, a lot of air miles. Getting ready to head out here shortly. Before we do, in just a couple hours, any key themes, any key takeaways that you're leaving this experience?
Oh gosh, it's still so fresh. I'm still processing it. Quite frankly, this is going to be one for me that it's going to take me a little bit of time to get through everything. First off, so appreciative of the governor's time when he has limited hours left, quite frankly, something like 6,400 some odd hours left. And out of that time, he took an entire week to go deep into agriculture. So appreciative of that. The talent that we have when you look at the delegation, you know, Purdue, when we look at Weaver Popcorn, when we look at everybody who's been on this trip with us, the talent and expertise that we have in Indiana agriculture, quite frankly, I think is second to none. And the world needs Indiana. The world needs the corn, the soybeans, the poultry, the pork, the popcorn that we grow and we produce. And Indiana ag is advancing really at an unprecedented rate. And that's being fueled by the advances and the adoption of technology really broadly across that value chain. So I guess my takeaway is just, wow, I'm just really wowed by this week. The conversations, the public-private conversations. And when Indiana shows up, we show up. We show up in force from the governor all the way down to these experts in the state. So I'm just so proud of us. I'm proud of how we're able to show up. I'm proud of the partnership we have. But more than just showing up, we've got a really big list of to-dos coming out of this. We've got action items. We've got follow-ups. There is going to be hard work. This is just the beginning. This isn't going to be we do a trip and then we put on a shelf and let it gather dust. We've got a lot of action items, a lot of opportunities that have come out of this discussion. And I can't wait to share some additional announcements that may be coming down the road coming out of this.
Beautiful foreshadowing. And I'm so glad you said thanks to Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb just a couple months after his final State of the State address, where agriculture made it in the first 4 minutes of there he is now. Of his last State of the State address, agriculture made the first 4 minutes, and here he invests one of his final weeks in office to focus on growing Indiana's ag bioscience economy. Huge thanks to Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb. Huge thanks to our partners at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, who just masters at putting...
Shout out to IEDC for doing the logistics and pulling this trip together. Great trip.
Just extraordinary. And huge thanks to you, Courtney. It's been a real delight to spend time with you this week, and a real delight to count you as a partner as we continue to grow Indiana's ag bioscience economy. She is Courtney Kingery, CEO of Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, and Indiana Corn Growers Association. Courtney, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience, this special edition from Mexico City, Mexico. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.